Thank you. All the snow they get between
them. Well, that's why they quit the trail, is on account of that snow. See, that's why they went to Oakley.
Uh-huh.
And then they hit Jerry Windy Warehouse or there, and then they hit 2 miles, and then they came up to I Did Run. And then when I was a young fella, you know, well, I used to go and meet the old dog mushers that I Did Run and bring the mail to Flat so that it'd give them a little rest.
Uh-huh.
A day or two, see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is quite a lot of history in this country.
Sure is.
There's a lot of history in Flat.
Yeah.
The best camp in Alaska.
No.
Bar none, yep.
Why do you say that?
Paid the best wages. We were getting $1 an hour in the late 20s. For the rest, we were only getting 50 cents and 60 cents.
Is that right?
Yes. In the late 20s.
People that are about working for that.
And it was a good social time.
Yeah.
I can remember when they people from I Did Run would come to Flat and big hay sleds, you know, and horses, and they would throw blankets and leave I Did Run and come to Flat and dance one night, come up, see there was a town over here called Discovery.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then they would dance there that night and then go back to Flat and then go back to I Did Run. That's right. And then the people in Flat would do the same thing, and the people in Discovery the next month would do the same thing. Yeah, oh, it's quite a social time. And they had good dance halls.
Is that?
Yeah.
How often did the mail come in?
Once a week, yeah.
If you're lucky, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Once a week, they try to make it in.
Was that a big occasion when everybody...
No, nothing to move. No. You know, a lot of times it may be a little late because they had a snowshoe, great trail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the roadhouse man would drop the bait trail as far as he could, you know. And then the other boy on the other end, he would do the same thing, you know. And then the people on the trail, they'd break trail, you know. And if they didn't make it that day, well, then they went back to the same roadhouse and stayed over because that night the trail would harden up, see.
Mm-hmm.
So then the next morning they would get right out to where they went in. And then the next day they would go on through.
Did the operators actually get... How did they pay them? They just get so much.
Well, no. You mean the dog mushers?
No, the roadhouse.
Well, you pay them the same as you go to the restaurant.
I thought maybe they were on a contract or something.
No.
Not even for the mail.
No. The roadhouse belonged to the owner.
I see.
And
he
charged so much for a bed and so much for your meals, you know.
So the mailman just carry money with him and pay him and take it out of his
country? As far as I know.
Yeah,
well, I got a picture of a beautiful dog team of a mail. A build up each day.
Uh-huh.
Build up the Ernie Beattie was. So get it.
When was this?
What years?
Beaton and Dykeman were the ones that beat.
I can tell you that story too about it, because I got that from Johnny Beaton himself.
That's
right. When he discovered it. Yeah, I knew Johnny Beaton well. In fact, I got pictures of him.
What do you have
that, Nancy? Yes, and then his daughter, Jean, is in the home in Anchorage. Jean Beaton. But it's not her Beaton now. It's Samansky is her name now. Yeah, that was her dad.
Okay.
Yeah, and his son is down at Golden Creek.
Hmm. Where's that at?
That's 30 miles or 40 miles below Tanana. Down there with Joe Ramstead.
Yeah.
But he's a flabbergast. poor Neil. Yeah. No, Johnny made a lot of money. Never mind. Yeah. He got a lot of money. You know, it's hard to realize how many little outfits have been this. But in early days, you know, this trick was peppered with little individual miners.
Yeah.
You know, same as Blackford for the miners there, same as Willowford. And then Chicken Creek was pretty well one man, and French Creek was pretty well. French Creek didn't get worked until Agar was working one day. And Willowford, you know.
Their father's been
for a while. Oh, yeah, he was a refiner here. Well, I knew him back in 1918, 1919. Very, very well. Yeah.
what we've been saying, what we've been trying to do is locate these trails, see how accurate they are, when they exist and when they stop, and all of them. It's really quite a honeycomb. We're just talking to Florissant about them. Section that goes south here, down Bonanza Creek over to Circle Creek.
Oh, yeah.
And then the old highway survey that went to Georgia.
Thank you. Thank you.